April 1st. Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through chapter 15, verse 7. A large crowd was following him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which one of you, wishing to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, to see if he can complete it? If he lays the foundation and cannot finish, then all who see it will mock him, saying, 'This man began to build, but could not finish.' Or what king, setting out to wage war on another king, does not first sit down and get advice if he can meet with 10,000 men the king who is coming against him with 20,000 men? If not, while the other is far off, he sends a messenger asking for peace. So every one of you who does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if it has lost its taste, how will you flavor it? It is useful neither for the soil nor for the dung heap. It is thrown away. Let him who has ears hear." Chapter 15. All the tax collectors and sinners came near to hear him. However, the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." He replied to them with this parable, saying, "Which man of you who has 400 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he has found it, he puts it on his shoulder and rejoices. When he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, exclaiming, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep which was lost.' I assure you that, in the same way, there will be joy in heaven over one sinner who changes his heart more than over 99 righteous people who do not need to change their hearts."
"Rejoice with me, because I have my coin which was lost.